instant oil change.
If your service light's on, trust the techs with the training.
That's us.
270 hours with zero complaining. They train under the hood. They train down in the pit. 270 hours means their training's legit. It's the smart choice for smart folk who care for their steed. So trust the instant oil change that starts with Valvoline. Valvoline Instant Oil Change. Change wisely.
Your night in just got legendary. Get ready to chase the rush, spin, win, and redeem instantly straight to your bank account at legendswithaz.com. With free-to-play slots, blackjack, keno, roulette, and more, experience all the thrills of Vegas without leaving your couch. Legends has it all.
Legends is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Must be 18 plus. Play responsibly. Visit legends.com for full details.
Get in the game now and score a 100% match on your first purchase only at legendswithaz.com.
Get it? The Burt Show.
So Abby, brother and fiance found their dream wedding venue, but there are only two dates, both on major holidays.
Yeah, they're wondering if they might be the a-holes for choosing their dream wedding venue, but wanting to do it next year, and the only dates available are major holidays. So they're like, this is either going to be really fun for a lot of people, it's going to be one big party, or they're going to be very upset that they have to leave maybe their original plans on this major holiday. So my brother just got engaged a couple of months ago. It's almost 2 months now. It's about a month and a half out. I helped him plan the proposal. I was so excited to do it because I really love him and her together. I think they are very well suited for each other. It's been a little bit of a quick relationship. I mean, they got together, I think, in August of last year, and here we are planning a wedding 1 year later.
Right.
And they recently toured a bunch of venues, which is so exciting. The girlies love that. I was looking for the photos. I was on theknot.com, and I was like, show me pictures. I want to know what you're choosing, and they finally settled on a place.
At some point when you're doing all this planning and you're helping him out, do you ever flash back to the first couple of weeks where you're like, this is outrageous. Like, he's falling so quickly, and you were on the fence about this relationship.
Well, it just flabbergasted me for a couple of reasons. The first reason was that his girlfriend, well, I don't even know if she was his girlfriend, this girl that he had dated for a couple of months before his fiance, she was like 21 or 22. And I'm like, okay, we know how this worked out. Like, you got to stop robbing the cradle. Like, you're 29. And so his fiance is a little bit younger too, which I do think in hindsight is good because he leans a little bit immature and she leans more mature. She was 22 when they started dating, and I just didn't take it seriously because I'm like, here we are, like another girl who just graduated college. Like, she just turned the tassels 30 days ago, and you're like a grown adult. Like, you're off our parents' health insurance. You pay taxes. I just didn't see how it was going to work out. But I've just been really pleasantly surprised, and we're all planning a group trip to Charleston to go wedding dress shopping. And so, you know, it has just flipped a lot. And I think because I was so hesitant in the beginning, people thought that maybe there was beef. There was no beef. Mm-hmm. I love them together. It was just shocking because it happened so quick. And I was like, she's so young. Like, this isn't going to work out. So the fact of the matter is, it is working out very well. They are getting married in 2026. Like, it is happening. Like, we are moving straight forward. They have found a beautiful wedding venue that I'm very excited about. It's in our hometown of Jacksonville, which is ironically where they did not want to get married. But this this venue is so beautiful, and it is like brand new. It has gorgeous views of like the marsh. And so when the sun sets, it like reflects off the water, and there's all these old trees, and it's just going to be a gorgeous wedding. All of this to say is they want to get married in 2026 because, again, this relationship has moved very, very fast. And there's only two dates. There is a date in July. It is on July 4th. And there is a date a couple days after Christmas in December. And they are so determined to book this venue because it's within the budget and it's beautiful and they want to get married next year that they're like, okay, well, which is the worst of the two, or which is the better of the two? Is it July 4th or is it a couple of days after Christmas when we make this happen? And truly, like, are we the a-holes if we make everyone leave their holiday plans to come hang out with us on our wedding day?
That's a tough call. Tough call.
All right. So, I'm not a fan of weddings on holidays.
because for a lot of people, vacations are far and few between. We are extremely fortunate here. And I know the listeners are aware of this because you guys like to let us know every time we're out how much vacation we get, right? So, you know, that those times personally, so I'm making myself a wedding guest, okay? Right? I am not invited to this wedding, nor should I be, but I'm pretending like I'm a wedding guest, okay? Gotcha. And I get that. And you're eating up my vacation time for your wedding. Now, obviously, if this is a couple that you are very close to and you love, why wouldn't you want to spend your vacation at somebody's wedding? Doesn't that sound like a great time? And now having a kid in the mix, if you are a guest with a child, I know how crazy December is and the holidays are. I might catch a flight to Jacksonville just to strangle your brother for inviting me to a wedding that was a couple days after Christmas. Plus, I'm thinking from like a financial standpoint, during the holidays, you're already spending so much money on gifts, and now you have to throw a wedding into the mix if you have to travel, if you have to, you know, you're purchasing a wedding gift now. And so it's a lot.
No, you're saving money because then you don't have to get them a Christmas gift. You just get them a wedding gift.
Here is Megan, who has some experience in this area. Hey, Megan, good morning. You're on the Burt Show.
Hey, morning, guys.
Good morning. What's going on?
Let you guys know, I have actually done this and been through it. In 2009, my husband and I got married. I had also picked out the 4th of July. My attitude was, hey, whoever's most important to us, they'll make it a priority to be there, and it'll be a big party. But one thing that we didn't think through is how the holiday actually affected the whole event, and we had to last minute move our wedding up a month. A lot of the vendors that they deal with, they are not going to be available to the bride and groom to do the event. So, like, the caterer we wanted, the florist we wanted, all of those things. So that caused major issues. I'm not sure they may have thought through. And most importantly, depending on where they're getting married, everybody has the city shut down for 4th of July parades. So our guests weren't even going to be able to actually get to our venue because all of the city streets are shut down everywhere across the nation for 4th of July.
That makes a lot of sense.
And hotels are going to be more expensive because it's a holiday as well.
Okay, here's an option, though, for July 4th weekend. Hang tight. Hey, Jay, good morning.
Good morning, y'all. So I was just listening to the last caller. I didn't think about vendors because I'm a photographer and my wife is a caterer. We called in favors and got married on July 3rd. It was a breeze. Oh. And everybody who attended our wedding said, like, hey, we love this, man. We are here for y'all. But our wedding was small. We were like 50, 60 people top. So that might be a little different for your situation, Abby. But, I mean, if you got favors and you can use them, now is the time to start calling them in.
Huh. Here's what I kind of like about this idea. On the 3rd, you're not going to have to deal with any of the traffic problems when it comes to fireworks and parades and all that. And then you guys are all together for the 4th. If you want to be there, and if not, go home.
Well, that was my suggestion, but they don't want to get married on a Friday. But the way I phrased it was, a lot of people that I know that plan destination weddings specifically chose destination weddings, even though it would be more expensive for the guests or it would be more of an inconvenience for them, because they only wanted people that truly wanted to be there and cared about this couple enough to make that kind of sacrifice to show up. So in some way, I do think there's a positive where it's like you're just weeding out the people that don't care about you that much.
Good morning, Jessica. You are part of the Burt Show. Thanks for calling.
Abby, I was just going to say the same thing. So I got married the Saturday after Thanksgiving. And so literally everybody was already in town. The hotel was cheap because we got married in the city. Also, Jacksonville sounds awful to get married in July. Mm. But I will say that when we got married at Thanksgiving, we had all the grandparents there because they were already in town. It was just kind of something to do because, you know, like after Thanksgiving, it's like, well, what do we do now? So, and to the point about the destination, we were able to, it whittled down our guest list easily because people were like, well, oh, we can't make it because we've already got plans. And so the people who really wanted to be there were there, which definitely helped our bottom line as well. So I definitely vote for the December wedding. It'll be great either way, but I would definitely not do 4th of July in Jacksonville.
Yeah, it'll be a little sweaty in July.
No doubt, right?
Everybody's going to be glistening.
But I don't sweat. I sparkle. So they'll be like, oh my gosh, one of the bridesmaids is so glowy today. She's glowing. Yeah, just disgustingly sweaty.
Get it? The Burt Show.
L-E-D-E-N-P-T. Your night in just got legendary. Get ready to chase the rush, spin, win, and redeem instantly straight to your bank account at legendswithaz.com. With free-to-play slots, blackjack, keno, roulette, and more, experience all the thrills of Vegas without leaving your couch. Legends has it all.
Legends is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Must be 18 plus. Play responsibly. Visit legends.com for full details.
Get in the game now and score a 100% match on your first purchase only at legendswithaz.com.
There's a fire inside you you can't ignore. Stand still, not a chance. You're a lifelong learner who's come this far. Now, we're here to help you keep going further. Capella University, what can't you do? Visit capella.edu to learn more.
Stop the podcast!
Stop the podcast!
Hi, everybody. Just to let you know, this episode of Fish is sponsored by TV licensing.
Yes, TV licensing. What are you watching on TV, Andy?
I have been watching a show that's called 2 Weeks in August.
Okay.
Despite it being July at the time of recording.
Oh, you don't have to watch TV shows in the time that their name references.
No, absolutely. I watched The Darling Buds of May in winter. Anyway, 2 Weeks in August. It's a really good series. It's set on a lovely Mediterranean holiday.
Ooh.
And it's a group of old mates from uni who've gathered together. Some of them have got kids. Some of them haven't. Some of them have been going through big life events. And it's one of those amazing pressure cooker series where things just get more and more and more tense.
Oh, those stressful ones.
I love it. I love it.
I love my comedy, I gotta say. So I've been watching Android, which is Diane Morgan's new thing, and I absolutely love it. But I just, for me, I always, on television, watch everything with someone from Bolton in it. That's basically all I watch.
And she's from Bolton?
She's from Bolton.
But in this show, I believe she's a robot.
She's a robot, and it is not certain where in the country she's from.
It depends where the facility is that makes her, I suppose.
I guess so. But what are we actually here to say?
Oh, we're here to say that if you want to watch any of these shows, your TV license covers you to watch over 400 TV channels and everything on BBC iPlayer.
That is incredible.
So 2 Weeks in August has finished going out now, but you can get hold of it on the iPlayer.
If you want to find out more about this, then go to tvl.co.uk/pod.
Now back to the tension and the stress and the misery of this episode of Fish.
Oh, I thought you were referencing Bolton. On with the podcast.